only to be what he wants me to be. Every moment of every day, you live completely to Jesus alone. Every step of this spirit way, just to be praying on Father's hand, ready to do what His word commands. Only to be what He wants me to be. Every moment of my Savior, whatever betide, every moment of every day, knowing He's able, ready to guide every step of this pilgrim way.
End here today. But Lord, that you go with us, you've gone before us, and we trust that you'll keep us in that place where we can continue to find you. Lord, you make a way for us, Lord, we pray. Make a way for our young people. Maybe some come from homes where they're the only Christians. But Lord, make a way for them to continue to grow in the things of God and become what you want them to be. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us in these days. And we know, Lord, that you will continue to be faithful to us along every line. In Jesus' name, amen. I know that Pilgrim Camp is a special place, and we meet the Lord here, and it's easy to touch him. But you know, there are some things that we can do at home that will help us to keep in his presence. I remember attending a retreat somewhere else as a young person, and the Lord was so near, and when I came home, I wondered about that. And I looked back over the retreat, and I realized that in the morning we woke up, we had devotion, then we went to breakfast, we sang a song and prayed, and then we had a meeting, and then we went to lunch and sang a song, and we were just occupied with Jesus all day long. And I thought, well, I can learn to do that at home a little better. I can learn to keep my eyes on him and include him and worship him more often throughout the day. And I found that the Lord honored that. And it wasn't exactly Pilgrim Camp necessarily all the time, but I was kept much closer to Jesus by putting forth an effort, being deliberate about including him in my day more often. Every moment of every day. I was reading in Radiant Glory just the other day how we ought to take time as often as we can when we have a free moment to get alone and wait on the Lord, just be in his presence and desire him. And these are things that we can incorporate, we can put into practice in our daily living at home. And God will show us how and where and when. And when you're waiting for dinner and you came downstairs, and then sometimes I get a call, dinner's ready, and that, then I come downstairs and it's not on the table yet, and, but they know it takes me a while to get down, I guess. So what do? I sit and I wait for dinner. Well, why not take that time to wait on Jesus? Little things like that that make a big difference. So only to be what he wants me to be every moment of every day. Praise God. Let's see if I can do this. Okay, good. Let's sing the mercies of God also. I have it on page 35. Do you have it the same in your book? I don't know. The mercies of God. What a theme for my song. Here we go.
The mercies of God, what a theme for my song. Oh, I never could number them more. They're more than the stars in the heaven below. All the sands of your ways in shore.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.